gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, hello, I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Friday, 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer, Chris the Boy, voice deity, Jim Warder, me, Stephanie Miller. All right. Well, we added 155,000 jobs.
That's right.
Unemployment has remained at 7.8%, which makes Rush Limbaugh long again.
You want to wait and see, ladies and gentlemen. These numbers are going to be revised right after the election, my friends. We've lost 10 billion jobs since the Muslim came to office.
Were you reading a scary story about the president on vacation, by the way, that we're going to see later on Fox News?
Uh-huh.
The president's in Hawaii.
The president is in the foreign country of Hawaii, hitting the gym, golfing with friends, and relaxing on the beach with his family, enjoying some father-daughter time, bowling with Malia and Sasha, and going out for Hawaiian shave ice, an annual tradition, so they say.
Shave ice.
God.
It's a Muslim tradition. What is that? All right. Oh, I was just in Hawaii. It's everywhere. Shave ice.
And then
it's a big thing.
I made the mistake of reading the Yahoo comments section.
Which are written entirely by?
Yahoos.
Yahoos.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who the hell cares? You're a goofball, Obama. Well, at least he didn't call him something worse. Stop blaming everyone else and get back to work and stop with the look at me. I'm just a great and normal dad. Hashtags.
But
dollar
he's
signs.
A
he's
dad.
Pretending to be a great and normal dad?
Yeah.
Will he stop at nothing?
Wow.
Who was our right-wing caller yesterday? Where are his children? Why aren't they in school?
Because it's vacation, you moron.
God.
They go back to school next week.
He doesn't believe in education. His kids don't go to school.
Vacation, that's a union idea.
They just eat shave ice all the time. Okay.
Did they get the little beans in the bottom? Because those are really good.
Mmm. Okay. All right.
Little sweet beans.
Oh, no, speaking
sweet
of
with a nice Chianti.
Speaking of Hawaii, sexy liberal tour director Roland will have our vacation pictures ready. We'll get those up today as soon as he needs to send them to me for, you know,
approval. Soon as he's out of intensive care.
I made him bike 3 to 4 hours straight up a volcano several days. Man up!
At least you didn't make him bike into a volcano.
No, I did not. All right, so...
You were on the wrong island for that.
Yeah, this is how you know we spend too much time together. He said he woke up this morning at 3 o'clock in the morning and went, oh, where's Stephanie? Because, you know, he thought we were still on vacation. He missed his wife. His wife left him in the middle of the night.
He's clingy. He's like a koala.
I came in on the phone, and Jim goes, you talking to your girlfriend? I go, yeah. Roland. Pretty much. all right, so we will... Oh, and I did, and I was mentioning to Jackie the best... We forgot the best thing overheard. At the pool at the Maui Four Seasons was it's Anne Hathaway. She's the shiks of Natalie Portman.
I've always thought that. Yeah.
I can see that.
Someone was explaining Les Mis to their wife. And that cleared it all up.
Who's this Les Miserables guy?
Oh, there's also, I forgot to tell you about New Year's Eve. There's a picture of me and Roland with Wolfgang Puck.
Really?
Yes! We went, here's how, what a food snob Roland is the first day. He's like, we're not going to Spago. You can do that anywhere.
You can.
And then New Year's Eve, they're like, oh, Wolfgang Puck is flying in to cook himself.
Oh, well.
To meal himself. And then Roland's like, I want to go.
To Spago.
Yeah. And then we sucked up to Wolfgang Puck, who
Wolfgang
told us
Puck
to live.
Wolfgang Puck is like Arnold's mini-me.
Love.
Live, laugh, love. And
right.
Eat my pizza.
I said, right. I've heard. I read it on the pizza
eat
box.
Eat my vegetable pizza.
Read it on the pizza box. Heard it. Thank you. Oh, what's this middle part? Oh, laugh. Okay. Anyway, the food
it sounds
was,
more
food
ominous
was spectacular.
In German.
I'm sure it was.
It was spectacular.
Leben, lachen.
What is it? Live, laugh,
love.
Love.
Yes.
Leben, lachen, lieben.
Thanks. Thanks,
arf, arf. Anything
thanks,
shouted in
you
German
know who else?
Sounds ominous.
You know who else said that?
Hitler.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Really?
No. Hitler wasn't a laughy
so
kind of guy.
Laughy, lovey kind of guy.
No.
Really.
No.
No?
Not his thing.
And at the end, he really didn't live either. So.
No.
You know.
No.
And he made sure of that. He took the cyanide capsule and shot himself.
Yeah. Right.
He wasn't taking any chances.
He loved Ava Braun and puppies.
And
yeah,
puppies.
Except he tested out the cyanide capsule on his dog to make sure it'd be quick. Yeah.
Oh. Now,
or had
now,
someone else
now
do
he's
it for
really
him.
A bastard.
Now he's a bastard.
Yeah,
a
now
bastard.
He's a bastard.
Once
I thought he was just misunderstood before, but now.
Once you get dogs involved.
Oh, the Hitler humor.
Now it's war. Well, it was pretty much over at that point.
Have we collectively lost our minds?
I think so.
We're just in some sort of death spiral. Okay, we'll be fine. Oh, hey, guess what else happened yesterday?
What?
John Boehner cried.
Yeah, he did.
Has that ever happened?
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm, oh God, I'm still speaker, and I still had to work in a tavern.
I'm speaker in a house, damn it.
Barely speaker. I mean, people were nominating Alan West. People weren't even in Congress.
Oh, that was my favorite. What a bunch of morons. They were nominating, right, the protest. No single protest candidate got more than one vote.
Yeah.
And Alan, somebody voted for Alan West. Who can't be speaker, you moron?
Well, no.
Because he's not in the House anymore.
Technically, there's nothing in the rules that says the Speaker of the House
can't be a lunatic.
Has to be in the House.
They got thrown out of the army?
So, you know, they can nominate anybody as long as they get enough votes, they can be Speaker of the House.
Really?
Yeah. I heard that yesterday.
They don't have to be in Congress.
They don't have to be in the House.
You could be at the House in the middle of our street.
Sure. It could be, you know, the lead singer of Madness.
That would have been a better idea.
Yeah.
Than Boehner.
Of course, he's not
a
citizen.
Of people.
Well.
Okay.
I think he kind of.
I haven't stopped Obama. His daughter is in shaved ice in the foreign country of Hawaii.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm stuck in the Yahoo comment section.
Yes.
A bunch of Yahoos.
They really are Yahoos. Uh-huh. They really are. I you know what? I've stopped reading that a long time ago. I start to scroll down. I'm like, what?
No.
What?
What is wrong with you?
All right. Oh, and then I forgot to mention, then Boehner went back into his office and started drinking. Went back in his office. Thank you.
Well,
now
you didn't.
Started drinking. All right. That's a really thin door. You could hear through
someone.
It.
Yeah. Someone fire the sound effects guy.
Hey. Somebody get
that didn't sound a bit like lightning.
Got a solid core door in here. You can hear his cartoon drinking all through the hallways.
That's like a closet door, you know? One of those hollow things.
Yeah. I've smashed a few of those.
Yeah.
Like you kick right through it like paper. That's not kicking one through it. That's closing it. Oh, you are. Thank
Strangely,
you.
I never
you
got my security
deposit
back. You
are the worst Foley guy ever. God. Oh, really? I sense you've never gotten a security deposit back. All right, yes, the headline is John Boehner gets emotional after being re-elected. Speaker!
I'm so happy.
Got drunk. Okay. I need to take a nap. Is it time for vacation? Oh, we just got back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, damn
Do you have the part where he cries? I don't know which one it is, but Boehner. Oh, well, when he talks about the American dream, of course.
The American dream is in peril. So long as its namesake is weighed down by this anchor of debt.
Anchor of debt.
Break its hold, we begin to set our economy free.
Someone stepped on my tail.
My goodness, what a fuss you're making.
Okay. He welcomed the new members to the House, but also offered a small admonishment to his fellow returning representatives. He says, for those of you who are returning, you've walked these aisles before. Maybe it's time we get a little awestruck again. Right? We need to remember the awesomeness of Congress.
For those of you who are returning, who've walked these aisles before, maybe it's time we get a little awestruck again.
I'm still awestruck.
He became emotional as he described the duties bestowed by the Constitution on America's congressional representatives. And who doesn't get emotional when they think about how beautifully and seamlessly this Republican Congress has worked?
Wow.
With their constitutional duties. Okay, Boehner. Yes.
You come here humbled by the opportunity to serve. If you've come here to be the determined voice of the people, if you've come here to carry the standard of leadership demanded not by our constituents but by the times, then you've come to the right place.
You've come to the right place.
Oh. Because I'm the worst Foley guy in the world, apparently.
Oh, is that he sat on a spring?
Should have hired Dave Foley.
One of the springs in his couch is coming. All right. Boner one more time.
So if you've come here to see your name in the lights or to pass off a political victory as some accomplishment, you've come to the wrong place. The door's right behind you.
Oh, there's the door.
Yeah.
There's the door. There's the door. Thanks.
You're fired. I'll be like my husband are drinking.
This show's a mess. Okay. Who's there? Okay. He's really...
Awesomeness. That's who's there.
By the way, there's no marquees in Congress. What are you talking about? Who gets their name in lights? What are you talking about? Ugh. All right. By the way, I got this email. Another amazing thing happened yesterday.
What?
Rose Claire Mary was right about something.
Well, slightly right. Sort of right.
Oh, my God. Mary, if you're listening, and I know you are.
Huh? Oh, she'll love that.
Cheryl writes, Steph, Mary was technically correct about the 2% payroll tax. She kept saying, people are going to see 2% when they see 2% less than the paychecks.
Well, it's the FICA and tax holiday.
I didn't know what she was talking about. Okay. She said it was always meant to be a temporary stimulus-related reprieve from the full 6.25% Social Security Medicare tax everyone pays on wages up to just over $100,000 per year. So if she would like to have Social Security and Medicare in her golden years, this is what the payroll tax is for.
Yep.
Cheryl. Thank you, Cheryl. I didn't.
Obama's going to take 2% in tax to buy shave ice for his children.
Then Escalades.
Okay. Carolyn
four
in Sacramento.
Groceries.
Carolyn in Sacramento. Hello, Carolyn.
Hi. I just wanted to, well, first of all, I'm the official short Jewish pudgy grandmother in, you know, the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yay.
Hello.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say about old Rose Claire Mary, I'm so tired of these people who say, my family came here legally, la, 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 la.
Right, right, right.
My family came here legally, too, because prior to 1924, you couldn't come here illegally.
Right.
As long as you made it to Ellis Island and you weren't obviously physically disabled or demented, you got in.
Right.
You know, so they passed the first immigration law in 1924, just in time to trap millions of Jews in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and so all this talk about, well, my family came here legally, that's BS.
Yep, absolutely. All right, thank you, Carolyn. 18 minutes after the hour, we go along. John Fugelsang, Sexy Liberal, in hour number 3 for Fridays with Fugelsang. We also have Representative Robert Andrews of the great state of New Jersey coming up as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number up the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Everybody?
Ow.
Yes. Everybody.
Everybody.
Ow.
No exceptions. 23 minutes.
That's what Roland was saying now. Ow.
Ow.
After your punishing series of bike rides. Up a volcano.
I call it vacation. He calls it the baton death march.
Yes, exactly.
24 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, did we, I forgot, we have one more boner from yesterday.
Do.
Yeah.
Put simply, we're sent here not to be something, but to do something.
Well, when are you going to start?
Okay, now's good. Let's
or
start
as
now.
I like to call it, doing the right thing.
Mm.
It's a big job, and it comes with big challenges.
That one person clapping in the background.
Yeah. Can I have an applaud, please?
Exactly. It's the end of Laugh In.
Okay.
Maybe it was George Slaughter. Maybe
wow.
That could be.
Is that really? So they're going to start now doing the right thing?
Yeah.
Is that, when will that happen? Are they going to vote for, storm relief?
No! Hell
no!
The first thing that was introduced by the Republicans was a repeal of
Healthcare!
Yes.
34th time! Awesome!
It's going to work this time.
By bat crazy Michelle Bachman.
Absolutely.
Please and thank you. I love the media headline. Fire boner GOPers beclown themselves.
Oh, look. Can you be-clown someone?
As representatives fail to agree on a single protest candidate. Yeah, where's some clown music?
Okay.
Mediaite writes, this year several conservative Republicans upset with Boehner and his leadership of the party opted to mount a coup.
Uh-huh.
It was known as a cabal yesterday.
Sure.
It turned into a coup.
You can't have a cabal of one.
No. Against his leadership, but their efforts were scattered, and no single protest candidate received more than 3 votes. What this process established is that the conservative Republicans in the House opposed to Boehner are no force at all.
Yeah.
Before today, one could be forgiven for thinking the conservatives' House were a group which must be mollified. After today, Republicans in the House have a license to ignore and sideline this demonstrably powerless group of contrarians. Oh, here's my favorite. Individuals who received votes? Louis Gohmert of Texas.
Great.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Eric Cantor. Oh, really? Does he have any sort of ambition?
I hate that man with the heat of 1,000 white hot suns.
And as we mentioned previously, former Representative Alan West, who I did not know this, but I thought they were morons because you can't be speaker if you're not in the Congress, and you said anybody can.
Anybody can. They can nominate anybody.
Any ass clown can be Speaker of the House.
Even if you're not in the House.
A number of House Republicans unsatisfied with any possible protest candidate or simply satisfied in sending a message of noncompliance abstained from the vote. The congressional version of spitting on your back in the Walmart parking lot. This is not an effective protest movement, Mediaite writes. The most conservative members of the House Republican Conference are at best rudderless and frustrated. Bunch of ass clowns.
Nominated Marvin the Martian.
I claim this House in the name of Mars.
I think you have to be real in order to be nominated.
We would enjoy someone with
West
a fun
is kind of a cartoon.
We would enjoy someone with a funnier voice. As it is, we're relegated to the cartoon drinking sound for John Boehner. Exactly. Thank you. Nathan in Kalamazoo is at the door. Hi, Nathan.
Yeah, hi. Thank you, Steph.
Yes.
There's been quite a lot of replay of some of Boehner's statements. And the part where he says, to show the kind of leadership not demanded by our constituents, but by our times. And I'm wondering if I'm reading maybe too much into that. We're basically saying we're going to do massively unpopular things.
Right.
Things we weren't asked to do.
Yep.
Things we didn't run on.
Yep.
Because these times require us to.
Yes. These times require us to have an even lower approval rating than chlamydia. Yes.
Well, I'm sure Jim could come up with several instances where some pretty awful things were done, not only maybe in our history, but in world history.
Really?
Where someone justified doing something to maintain the revolution.
Oh,
right,
sure.
Right.
Establish our heritage.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And who could he be talking about in history, I wonder, Jim?
Hitler?
I think it was Hitler. That's what he means. Sue in Roswell, Maryland. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Sue.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you, baby.
You too.
Very good. Listen, with all due respect to Carolyn, if there's a short, pudgy Jewish grandma of the Stephanie Miller Show,
I apologize.
Okay. Until she's bringing babies to the bar, I'm sorry. I'm still the first one.
The position is taken.
Yes.
Yes. Second of all, you know, I'm so sorry about what's happening with Current, and we don't know how it's all going to play out.
Right.
But I did check into it, and Danny Bonaducci is doing a classic rock radio show up in Seattle while you're doing this show. So maybe you can take over his job this time.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks for the tip. That's funny. Okay.
I think Danny Bonaducci flew to Doha yesterday to interview with Al Jazeera.
You know what? You just stick to getting the sound effects wrong.
Okay.
Doha? Is that the stupid side of Ojai?
No, Doha, Qatar.
Okay.
That's where Al Jazeera is.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right.
I thought you said Doha.
Jim pointed out that he would like to be taken over by Stephanie Qatar.
And who wouldn't?
Yeah, hello. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
What kind of girl do you think I am?
I don't know. You look like the kind of girl who brings down congressmen.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. What? Some good news.
What?
Yay! We got us a new radio station in Seattle.
That's right.
Yeah. We will be starting on Monday on, it's pronounced Clay.
Clay 1180
AM.
Yeah, Clay 1180 right. AM. Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Very exciting. Very, very exciting. All right.
We were once
Monday,
a little green
yep.
ball of clay.
Right.
9 a.m. to noon.
Yes, 9 a.m. to noon. We will be, delayed just to the next time slot. They have a local morning show.
That's right.
All right. But that's very, very exciting.
Yay.
All right. Oh, and also, Sexy Liberal Tour Director Roland says, Washington, D.C., Sexy Liberal 2 weeks from tomorrow, January 19th. No more VIP seats left, but rear orchestra, which will be gone soon, and front balcony. Great sight lines at the Warner. We're very, very excited. Sexy Liberal Palooza. Two huge, huge surprise celebrity guests.
Huge.
Huge. Very exciting. Okay.
I can't wait.
I know it, right? Jeff in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for calling.
I have two things I wanted to bring up. I know one's on your screen, and if I have time, I'd like to bring up another one.
Okay.
The Republicans are well, to be nice, I call them duplicious, you know, two-faced, oral aphises, whatever you want to call them. But really, they want to talk about illegal immigration. We're all illegal. We all came in from somewhere else, wasn't our country.
Right.
And then we came to genocide, and the history books call that eminent domain.
Right.
We really all ought to leave. They're such, oh, they drive me so crazy.
Right. Yeah, I like to see a Native American call and give their opinion on that whole situation. All right. What?
It sounds much dirtier in Lakota.
Rosie in Texas. Hi, Rosie. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Hello. Happy New Year.
I was just wondering, did y'all happen to see Mrs. Boner yesterday?
I did not.
Well, she looks a little oranger than the actual Boner.
Wow. Is she really? She's orange
it's
as well.
Contagious.
They look like the dreamsicle couple. Orange on the outside and white on the inside.
Or really tall Oompa Loompas.
Did they have orange children as well? That would be interesting. I love the headline on, where is this? Oh, Daily Coast. It's official. GOP votes itself 2 more years of kicking John Boner around.
Yep.
John Boner has secured the majority he needed to be reelected as Speaker and spend the next 2 years getting his butt kicked by the craziest bunch of Republicans to serve in Congress, well, about an hour ago when the 112th Congress. Oh, by the way, can I have some comedy music? We're
sure.
Just better at the comedy than the right, I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
Democrats have sent Tea Party membership cards to Republican freshmen.
Oh.
Did you see them? It's funny. It's a Tea Party membership card.
It is.
And it reads, ideology over solutions. Your Tea Party membership entitles you to unlimited votes against women's rights, authority to create and or ignore any national crisis, access to millions in undisclosed special interest cash, full participation in the caucus united behind ending the Medicare guarantee, ironically, government-funded health care paid for by taxpayers, and multiple chances to protect tax breaks for big oil and outsourcing donors. Name, representative, Tea Party, ID number.
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, you know what they did? And then the Republicans tried to do, they sent out, ready, Jim, official lapdog kits for freshman Democrats emblazoned with corgis, claiming that they would teach them how to graduate from Nancy Pelosi's obedience school. Okay.
That's...
Ball sex, isn't it? Okay. All right, because that's not really based on what...
Anything.
True.
Yeah.
So not
comedy
really.
Has to be
therefore,
based on some
right.
kind of truth.
Right.
Republicans are known to be lapdogs.
Yes, right. Democrats are fairly disorganized.
We're famous for that.
Right. Okay. Mark in Washington, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Stephanie. How you doing today?
Yes. Good. Go ahead.
Great. Hey, I just wanted to bring up, it doesn't really matter to me that John Boner starts crying all the time he's up there, but what if Nancy Pelosi would have done it just once?
Yep.
Do you think Bill O'Reilly and Dennis Miller would have just had a whole segment on her?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, chicks are too emotional, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another just quick unrelated topic is to take the race issue out of the Republicans hating Obama so much, I just think they're so embarrassed by what George Bush did that any Democrat that would have been in there, they'd be attacking him just the same and obstructing just the same.
Yep, yep, I hear you. All right. Oh, Mitch McLiplis on talking about the debt limit.
In a couple of months, the president will ask us to raise the nation's debt limit. We cannot agree to increase that borrowing limit without agreeing to reforms that lower the avalanche of spending. that's creating this debt in the first place.
Yeah.
And so in the past few weeks,
Medicare.
If the past few weeks have taught us anything at all, that means the president needs to show up early this time.
Oh, I see. Oh, the president was late. That was what happened, despite all of your magical cooperation,
I think.
Yeah, there they go. Here we go, taking the nation's full faith and credit hostage once again. And Mitch McConnell again.
By demanding the power to raise the debt limit whenever he wants, by as much as he wants, he showed what he's really after is assuming unprecedented power to spend taxpayer dollars without any limit at all.
Because no one has ever raised a debt ceiling in the history of American
America. Well, he's developed a whistle.
A whistle.
Is that a nose whistle? Or?
No, you have to have teeth in order to do a...
No, you don't need teeth. You just need a tongue and a beak to whistle for your supper.
Mason in Ohio.
Mitch McConnell has a beak.
Jim's extra funny after vacation. Jim Mason in Ohio, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Good morning, sunshine.
And good morning, moonshine.
Happy 2013, which I can't seem to get into my head, although I'm glad that 2012's gone, even if we do have a lot of the same idiots that are coming into...
Different year, same idiots.
That should have been
the slogan yesterday.
And I really think maybe I was too hopeful, because I was really thinking that coming into this 113th new Senate, maybe some things would change. I've been listening to interviews all morning, and they keep talking about just what you were talking about a few minutes ago, the debt ceiling and holding it hostage for spending cuts, knowing that it could tank the economy and possibly the world economy. It also is a broken record that GOP keeps playing that entitlement reform, and I do use air quotes there, entitlement reform, you know, is the only way that we can do cuts. Again, somebody needs to remind them since 6 months ago, this was part of the election that we already had, $715 billion in cuts.
Yep.
And evidently, that's the only one that we can do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really? I know, exactly. Well said, well said. By the way, we're going to, or I think we already have posted a couple of great pieces on the Fiscal Cliff deal, and one from noted Obama naysayer Rude Pundit applauding the Fiscal Cliff deal, and we'll talk to him about that on Monday.
Yes.
Len in North Carolina, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Len.
Hi there.
Hi. Go ahead.
I'm here looking at the glorious mountains of North Carolina, and... I'm wondering how it would be possible for Congress to even think about the people who are not well off as they are, since 50% of them are millionaires, whereas 1% of the general population is millionaires.
Right. Right. Okay.
So most of those guys that are brain dead up there, you know, they don't even have a clue about what it's like to be the general public.
Yes, that's
that is true.
Yes, that's exactly right. I know, with all this arguing over, you know, with the tax level, you know, who's rich and who's not. I mean, it cracks me up. What's the average income in the United States? The fact that people are arguing over, you know, 250, that's too.
Yeah.
It's several zillion times what the average income is.
It's 50,000 or right under.
Yeah, that's the same. Yeah, 50,000.
Yeah.
Fred in Maryland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Fred.
Yes, good morning. Talking about these crazy fools, the Congress, for the last 3 to 4 years, these fools haven't did anything. And it's time for the public to pull their heads out of these smartphones and start listening what's going on around them. Now, Mitch McConnell sound like a fool this morning. They can't understand what thing. But what I would like to do, I'd like to drive me a semi truck up to Capitol Hill and herd about 85% of them into that truck and just drop them in the deepest part of the ocean. Because that's the only way they're going to learn.
Of course, with flotation devices, newsbusters.
Sure, of course.
Okay. just stipulated.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we have
and some salt pork like you used to eat on.
Right. Right.
HMS Algae.
Salt tack.
Give them water weenie, something.
A noodle.
Okay. Good news. The State Department spokesperson says Hillary Clinton is sounding great and out.
She's sounding terrific, upbeat, raring to go. She's looking forward to getting back to the office. She is very much planning to do so next week, and we'll have further precise details about that as she continues to make progress.
Yeah, she is out of the hospital and feeling better, which I have to, you know, it is really amazing. This when was the press conference? This is kind of hilarious. Somebody at the State Department is very funny.
Oh?
They sent a letter to a Fox News reporter.
Yeah?
Yeah. State Department spokesman tears into Fox producer for misleading asinine question about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
A few days after, you know, we played it in Right Wing World over and over and over again, then calling it Benghazi flu and she's faking it and blah, blah, blah. And that was like the whole storyline at Fox. I don't think we've heard any apologies yet.
Nope,
have we?
We have not.
Yeah. A few days after Secretary Clinton fell ill, Fox News producer correspondent Justin Fischel asked about it during a press briefing. This is how he said. Taria, can you explain why Secretary Clinton can't testify on Thursday about this? It seems she's not been available to testify on the Benghazi situation on some very key dates, including the Sunday after 9/11 and now this Thursday. First of all, that wasn't testified. They're talking about Chris Wallace's stupid show.
Right.
That's not testifying because she didn't do his show, that's why Susan Rice did all the shows, because she had been traveling and was exhausted.
Yeah.
Anyway, but at any rate, so the State Department spokesman wrote to him and basically, among other things, said, what we and her doctors explained over the weekend regarding her health, you couldn't possibly have been insinuating ulterior motives that question implies. No way. No credible journalist would do that without any basis whatsoever.
Ooh.
But even more so, I really went to bat for you folks here and told them that while I know the media can often be incredibly self-involved, there's no way you, an informed reporter, who would equate one's testifying before the United States Congress, made up of duly elected senators and representatives empowered by Article 1 of our Constitution, and going on TV. I don't know Chris Wallace all that well, but I'm pretty sure he wouldn't place his television show on a par with one of the three branches of our government.
Ha!
And therefore saying that this has happened on multiple quote-unquote key dates is simply a blatant lie and grossly misleading to the public.
Wow.
We're here.
Go State Department.
Right?
What did they know? They're stupid.
All right. 46 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Pointing at me. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. I was too disturbed by what's on your computer screen.
Well,
51 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. So, sexy liberal tour director Roland has outed himself as what now?
As a brony.
A brony. A brony is what now?
It's a subset of men, either gay or straight, who are deeply into My Little Pony.
Hmm.
That's disturbing.
And you know who else is?
Who?
A brony? T-Bone.
Oh, dear God. Really?
Yes. Should we get him in here to talk about it?
No.
No?
No, I don't need to know. I'm on a need-to-know basis about
that. Okay, all right.
That just seems wrong in some way.
Wow.
It's a kid's show?
Yeah.
About a what?
About a bunch of ponies. Little
ponies.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Millions of adult men are addicted to My Little Pony, but there is help.
Okay.
Now there's...
Did you see what he...
What?
Do you see what he wrote on the screen?
What?
At the bottom?
Friendship is magic?
Apparently that's a My Little Pony thing.
Whatever.
Get a job. This is your job.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that explains things.
Oh, God.
All right. Speaking of your ominous voice, can you read the president's vacation story
yes.
in your ominous Fox voice?
It's from Yahoo News.
Yes. Right.
Obama's Hawaii vacation, day two. Mm. Kailua, Hawaii.
Right. Like, that's American.
Yeah. The foreign country of Hawaii. Our President Barack Obama spent the second day of his holiday vacation in Hawaii on Thursday. Obama had a morning workout at Marine Corps Base Hawaii, keeping with his routine.
Oh, sure, like he's Commander-in-Chief.
Obama returned to the base with his daughters, Sasha and Aaliyah, for a bowling outing. The White House declined to give details on his results.
Of course.
Obama once famously bowled a 37 at a campaign event in Pennsylvania in 2008, joking afterward, "I was terrible." Obama and the girls went with family friends to Island Snow in Kailua, a shave ice shop in a strip mall near their rented home where they are staying. Obama opted for a multicolored cup, wearing a casual black polo shirt.
He shook rainbow.
Hands with
like
some people gathered outside the shop, some with camera phones out as he was inside.
He had gay-shaved ice. It was multicolored.
Rainbow-colored
shaved ice.
Talk about shave ice, not shave ice.
Shave ice,
ice
right.
Yeah, this thing.
Not right. Should be shave
I'm
ice.
I'm surprised that Mitt Romney didn't use that clip. I was terrible in an ad.
They said shaved ice here in the article.
Okay, that's wrong.
Even President Obama agrees about his first term. And then he just, I was terrible.
I was terrible.
What?
Out of context theater.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's all incredibly ominous.
Thanks, Jim. Okay, Kyle in Illinois. Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. Morning, ma'am. Hi, Mama. Hey, this is my... Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Three things. For one thing, I think Mitch McConnell should quit because he basically failed, you know, on everything he wanted to do. That's number one. Two, you know, when Republicans keep, you know, mentioning spending, I think Democrats need to, like, demand better definitions because what are we spending their money on? You know, President George W. Bush decided to put, like, two wars on the back on the, you know, credit card of a nation.
Right.
We're still paying for those. I mean, you know, that's spending.
Right.
I mean, we're, you know, and then, you know, President Obama says, oh, it's a good idea to maybe, like, insure people so they don't, like, so they could go to the hospital.
Right.
You know, so they could get better, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's his ominous plan. Letting people go to the hospital so they can get better.
Will he stop at nothing?
Okay, sorry. God. Okay, Rick in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
I love your show.
Thank you.
I have a couple comments.
Okay.
The first comment is I'm tired of the Republican Party out there lying about this debt ceiling. They spent the money. Obama can't, you know, this is the last couple of days. They've been out there saying he wants the debt ceiling raised so he can just spend whatever he wants. Anybody that knows anything about government,
right.
Congress is the only
right.
one that can spend money.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Okay. My second comment is that's our money they spent. Okay? I would like to see the American people get together, go to Washington, put a lien on their house, put a lien on their car, freeze their bank account and put a brick on their check until they pay the bills.
Did you say a brick?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. I thought you meant like a block. Blockage. A brick. I never heard it explained that way. All right. You mentioned this earlier.
What?
It's not they're not doing anything in Congress. With millions still waiting for Sandy relief, Republicans reintroduced Obamacare repeal.
Yeah.
That again. The 112th Congress, remember them?
Mm-hmm.
Came to a close yesterday afternoon without passing a relief package, of course, for victims of Hurricane Sandy or reauthorizing the Violence Against Women Act. But Representative Michelle Bachmann, yes, she introduced the very first piece of legislation at 12 p.m. to repeal the Affordable Care Act, which the states are now busy implementing.
Yeah,
and which the Senate would obviously vote down, and even if they didn't, Obama would veto it.
Right.
So.
Just useless.
Yes. Would you like the fun facts on that?
Sure.
House Republicans have now unsuccessfully voted 33 times in the last 2 years to eliminate health care reform and wasted at least 88 hours and $50 million.
Mm.
While failing to pass a single piece of job legislation creation in the last session of Congress.
Michelle Bachmann should just go home and take care of her super macho straight husband.
Right. Mm. Right. Doesn't he miss his woman? Like crazy? Girl.
I'm super. Thanks for asking. All things considered, I couldn't be better, I must say. I'm feeling super. No, nothing but me. Everything is super when you're... Don't you think I look cute in this hat?
Okay. Imagine those phone calls, Jim. Get your hot piece of conventional ass home.
Come here, woman.
I want to touch those bags of sand. Imagine. Don't you think? They probably have really hot phone sex while she's working and he's at home. Don't you think?
Yeah, sure.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing bone.
What are you wearing? That is awful. Oh, I told you to wear the Eat Crew suit.
I'm wearing lots and lots of leather.
Oh, that does make me hot. Now I think I'm going to be sick. Okay.
Wow.
And with those shoes? Oh. 50.
Not on those shoes, Miffy.
58 minutes after the hour. Right back with Right Wing World on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Representative Robert Andrews of the great state of New Jersey comes on at the bottom of the hour. Yep. And sexy liberal John Fuglesang next hour for Fridays with Fuglesang. All right, StephanieMiller.com. Check it out. Looky, it is an unsolicited testimonial.
Oh, okay.
From Jay. Steph, love your program. DVR it daily so as not to miss it. Factual, truthful information with an abundance of liberalism and humor. Thank you.
That fits on a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
One of the program
that's
I
an acronym.
Right. One of the program I never miss is the Rachel Maddow Show for the same reasons. Suddenly a thought hit me. When the Republicans and the religious right look up from licking their wounds and realize that there's a light of truth and sanity shining and it's coming from two gay women, they'll cease their effort to take us back to the 1950s and instead take us back to 1692 Salem, Massachusetts.
Right.
Quote, there's a light shining forth and it's coming from those two witches. Fire up the kindling. We're going to have to burn them bitches. P.S. Truly, be careful.
So if she weighs as much as a duck, then she's made of wood.
Fortunately,
and therefore,
I don't weigh as much as a duck. So.
No, you do.
You weigh less than
you
a
weigh
duck.
Less than a duck.
Oh no! I've gotten a lot of threats, but not. I was going to be burned at the stake with Rachel Maddow. All right. Sorry to alarm you, Bob. Bob listens every day. Bob Maddow. It's not going to happen. You know what else? I'm not just a woman. I'm an app.
Yes, you are.
I didn't. This is an unsolicited testimonial.
Get your filthy hands off me, you damn dirty app.
You see, because, wow.
Planet
really?
Of the apps.
Planet of the apps. That's where we are now.
Okay. Oh, is that my, that's me.
Yeah.
I'm an app.
I don't know if they can get a shot of this. But,
wow, we. Okay. Yeah. Rebecca in Oakland. Hey, Steph. Love that there's a new app for iPad and iPhone. I can listen live and also get my podcast, which I've been loving for a long time now, for only $4.95 a month. Gling. There's no need to write gling. I've got it. I know you wish me to focus only on the Stephanie Miller Show, but sometimes I need to check my email or weather while I listen.
Oh, yeah.
Will there be an upcoming version of the app that allows it to play in the background while I run other apps? Somebody
sure.
must be checking
we
into
are,
that.
We are working on that.
There must
well,
be an app to check
work.
On your apps.
That's
to see
right.
all the other
That's
apps
going to be
in
Stephanie Miller app version 2.
And all
2.
The other apps will report back to
Is
your
Is there an app.
App
for that to fix my app?
But if you subscribe to the podcast, you can play it through this app. All of your blogs are on the app. All of your YouTube videos are on the app. It's magical.
Good job with the app creation. Get those improvements going, please. All right, I'll get right on that because I don't even know what an app is. But
is there an app cat to go with my lap cat?
You know what an app is. You have an app. You have a few apps. You
I
have
really
that menu
know.
Reading app on your phone.
You bet your
oh,
app.
Oh, that's the only one I really understand because it helps me. It helps Grandma read the menus and things in the you know.
It turns the flashlight on and it magnifies
look.
The.
I have no idea what my phone does.
Really? I just figured. Oh, you know what? How I got that one?
How?
See, look at that. And there comes with a magnifying glass thing, like your Colonel Klink with the miner's helmet
that,
in your eye.
You're shining
like,
at my eye.
Yeah, it sounds like
very bright.
Oh, the reason I got this? My friend's teenager. My friend Wanda's teenager put this on there for me.
Well,
otherwise
because she knows you're a grandma. Well.
Remember when I had the broken foot and I had that little cart? To go around my house.
Yeah.
She came in and she goes, Mom, Grandma has one of those. I had a little cart.
Also, on the Stephanie Miller app that you
yes?
can get at the App Store,
yes.
and, you can listen to the show live. And so for those of you who are missing the Stephanie Miller Show for various reasons.
And what's your excuse if you are?
Well, you know, you can listen to the show live on the app.
The deuce, you say.
Yes. And then we have a few best of clips that air during non-showtime.
Really?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I'm on that email chain with the app people, and I just delete immediately. I have no idea what anybody's talking about.
Well, that's what they're talking about. I just said it in plain English. Did you understand any of that?
All she heard was yap, 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 yap.
But right now it's only for iOS, which is Apple, you know, the iPhone and the iPad. We're working on an Android version.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Fabulous.
There you go.
Good. I didn't think you did anything except screw up sound effects. Okay. Let's.
There's an app for that.
Right? For somebody that plays sound effects correctly? Okay. Let's dive into the right-wing world and see what's doing, shall we? All right. Oh, I love this, because you know I love Kui Kabali type stories about the Republican leadership. This is about what she said is the reason that they prevented the Sandy relief bill.
Uh-huh.
It was intrigue between Boehner and Cantor.
Uh-huh. The context for the spat, I think, doesn't bode well for the Republican leadership. The context for this battle was apparently a snit fit between Boehner and Cantor over how the fiscal cliff vote went down. There were tweets and messages coming out of Capitol Hill late on Sunday that the bill was pulled because of the resentment between those two boiling over.
Oh my. He had an even worse bitch face than usual, Eric Cantor.
I hate that man. Every inch of his orange face just makes me want to hurl.
Just think how much time he spends in Montauk, and he doesn't have that sort of tan. He's still that pasty white. All right, Rush Limbaugh.
So I'm looking at Twitter, and there's some idiot on Twitter. The $30 billion in new unemployment benefits will result in $48.3 billion in economic growth. 30 billion people, the people aren't working, 48 billion in economic growth. This is the kind of mindless ignorance that we're up against. I mean, we may have said just nobody work, and that's how we grow the economy. Mm. That's what a bunch of twits think out there.
Mm. God. Ugh.
Right. See, that's the slippery slope argument they always go to. Yeah. Yes, that's our point, is that nobody should have a job at all. The point is, of the people that are going to be unemployed, if those that money is spent immediately stimulating the economy, so it is a help. That's the,
sure.
All right, Bill O'Reilly.
I don't understand President Obama's economic outlook. I don't get it. He's the luckiest person on earth because Mitt Romney blew it. And I've thought about this and thought about this, and that's the truth.
You thought?
Should have won. He would have won if he had entered any urgency into the campaign the final week. He didn't. Mm. So Mr. Obama is a very lucky man.
Excuse me? If he had entered some urgency in the last week of the campaign, he would have won. So there wouldn't have been a landslide.
He's going to win in a landslide. You trust it. Trust me. I'm always right about everything.
Okay. That was what it was. There wasn't enough urgency. Okay. the American people urgently wanted him to go away.
Yeah.
There was that. Okay. Greg
Duffield. Urgency was just the right height.
President Obama knows what's happening around the world. There are countries that are crumbling under great debt. But he made this more about him and not about the economy. He wants to transform this country into a non-America of his dreams, a class warfare state that is sponsored by the successful, that ends up from cradle to grave being supported or being dependent on him. The lesson here is emotion beats thinking.
Oh, God, what an idiot.
Don't they just seem moldy, the talking points after the election? They're just like, really? No. You tried that for 4 years.
It didn't work.
No. Yeah. Okay. Sean Hannity on the radio.
Apparently, there is a sign, National Park Service, from the U.S. Department of the Interior, and it says, please do not feed the animals. The animals will grow dependent on handouts and will not learn to take care of themselves. Liberals, you teach people how to fish, how to be dependent. Mm-hmm. You create an environment where jobs are plentiful versus people being dependent on government. 1 in 6 Americans are in poverty. 50 million Americans are on food stamps, and they are not living the lives
lazy.
The potential that God gave them.
Ah,
and in part because the economy is not growing, things aren't getting better.
Well, really? God's, except that we just added 155,000 jobs last month.
Yeah, apart from that.
Yeah. So I see people that take food stamps.
They're like animals.
Animals.
They're animals.
That people feed
God,
the park.
That you shouldn't feed.
God-hating animals, exactly.
Because yes. Then they get used to.
Atheistical animals.
Sure.
All right. Okay. Someone should make a movie about that, Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Okay. David Limbaugh.
Obama clearly wants to exact a grudge against America. He has no intention of solving this debt crisis because you can't do it with revenues. He wants to even the score against the presumed wealthy or the so-called
wealthy.
You can't raise enough taxes to put a dent in this debt. He refuses to reform entitlements. I am so incredulous that 90% of America, even the people on the dole, are permitting this because it is never going to be reversible if we don't stop this.
Look, moron, we paid into Social Security.
Right.
That's our money.
And you know what would put a dent in the debt is actually if we'd gone back to the $250,000
and above.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Tax that would take care of it right away.
Yeah. Okay. That
but
concludes
against that.
Another vomitous right-wing world.
Great.
Okay. Bob in Tennessee, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Bob.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Don't shoot me. I am a conservative Republican.
Okay.
However, I don't. Fox News can't quite in my vocabulary. Most of them are idiots.
Uh-huh.
I do agree with that. However, on this issue about gun control, I think people's looking at this all wrong. I was in the Marine Corps, retired from it, in supply. I ordered quite a few weapons, ammunition, and everything. And I got that order from the colonel that was over me. He got it from the general, and, of course, the general got it from the Pentagon. If I'm not mistaken, at least when I was in the military, the president of the United States is commander-in-chief.
Right.
So why can't President Obama just call his generals in and say, look, guys, as simple as this. We can't get gun control through legislation, so we'll do it our way. We buy all these guns from Colt and everybody. If they continue making Bushmasters and everything, sell them to the general public, we'll go elsewhere to buy our guns. I guarantee you Colt will quit making Bushmasters in a heartbeat for the public. I mean, there's more ways of getting it. Like we say down here, there's more ways of skinning a raccoon than just one.
Well, right. But then another company would just make them, don't you think?
No, because there ain't that big of a demand for those type of weapons. Yeah, they sell quite a few of them.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
The military is the bread and butter for these gun companies.
Mm-hmm. I see. All right. Okay. All right. Well, that's, you know what? There's no bad ideas.
Well, I think there's still...
That was a little doughy.
Yeah.
Okay, 18 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, that woman's about as supple as a rhinoceros horn up the backside.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Do we have to wait for tonight?
Oh,
can't we do it this morning?
I just wang-jumped last night. So.
You know, I
bet you did.
I go to bed at 6:30. I don't. There's no tonight in my vocabulary.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
It has to be
show.
Today. Can we put it off?
Put it off for a couple of weeks. Till after my birthday, maybe.
Does anyone ever ask you to dinner at like 8? You're like, at
eight.
Night? 8 o'clock at night?
I know.
Okay.
I try to convince my friends to go to lunch or happy hour or something.
Yeah, I always get.
Yeah,
I get texts from friends of mine playing in bands.
So, uh-huh.
You know, and they, no, I can't, I got it. No. And then I have to, you know, play in a band on a Friday
right,
night.
Right.
The gig starts at 10:30.
Oh God.
I had a friend come over for drinks the other day.
Yeah.
It was like 3.
Uh-huh.
She's still drinking coffee. You know.
Yeah.
Like, all right, well, I'm on to the wine
up.
Now.
Yeah.
Hello. Good morning.
Wow.
Yeah. I just moved into a new place and I got a roommate and he goes to bed about the time that I get up. Seriously.
Wow.
About he goes to bed about 2.
Hmm.
And I get up.
How's that working?
Oh, it's fine because we never see each other.
Sorry, I don't pay you enough to get your own place.
No, well,
okay.
Oh, stop it. No.
All right. Alicia in Florida, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hello, Alicia.
Well, good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Full disclosure, I'm a native Californian and former Democrat.
Uh-huh.
So, current TV's been in the news, so I thought I would, find the channel. And I recognize you from California.
You do? All right.
Well, yeah. I think I used to listen to you a lot, right? Because you've been...
Sure. I've around for, okay, I get it, 1,000 years.
Bounced
right.
around from station to station.
I'm older than you, so I just recognize you. Let me call Stephanie Miller.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not a fan of Barack Obama's. I think he's in way over his head and unqualified.
Okay.
But my main thing I wanted to talk to you, I just wanted to ask you a question.
All right.
Barack Obama spends $1 trillion a year more than he takes in taxes.
Okay, so when you say Barack Obama spends...
The Congress spends
right.
money.
Well, he's the leader. He's the president.
Right, but Congress controls the purse.
I know that. But he doesn't want to produce a budget, or Harry Reid refuses to produce a budget. And a budget will put restraints on him, and he wouldn't be overspending. So it's the fact that...
What are we overspending on?
Senators... What are we overspending? No, just... I'm not even going to be specific. I'm just saying, you can't spend $1 trillion more than you take in. It's irresponsible.
Right, but when you say Barack Obama spends, primarily what you're talking about is the Bush tax cuts and the two wars that were off the books that the president put on the books.
Talking about two wars. Bush had...
Wars are expensive, you know.
Those are the biggest part of the spending.
Yeah.
I know, but those... You can't keep harping on it. Because
ignore that part because it's inconvenient for you.
Yes, but see, we still have
you
to pay for it. That's
Obama
the problem.
Spending too much.
That's the problem.
You guys are being so silly and unfair. The fact of the matter is, you cannot keep spending $1 trillion. If you did that,
Alicia, we put up a chart before the holidays. President Obama has the lowest level of spending of any president in decades.
Yes, including George Bush.
Yes.
How do we stop the overspending then?
Oh well, for one thing. Stop the ridiculous tax cuts for the super wealthy.
Oh, come on. You can confiscate.
They were meant to expire.
But you can confiscate 100% of the wealthy. You can confiscate all the
confiscate?
Money.
Paying taxes is confiscating?
You can confiscate it.
No. Taxes are the cost of living in a democracy.
You know...
It doesn't work. You can't.
It doesn't work.
We were just talking about Gérard Depardieu. But the tax rate, you know what the tax rate in France is for the super wealthy?
90%.
No, 75 actually.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible.
Right.
Why do you guys demonize? They're actually successful people.
Oh,
they're not just
God.
People, rich people.
My,
they're successful.
My point is, our rate is in the 30s.
And that's a great rate.
Yeah, it's very reasonable compared to other countries.
It's much lower
than it was under Eisenhower.
I've been unemployed for 2 years. I lost my job because Barack Obama.
You're blaming it on the president?
Sure.
Seriously.
He personally went after you.
You Republicans are such victims. So now you're mooching. Are you mooching? Is that what you're...
Clearly you're mooching because you must have some source of money.
Let me finish my point.
Okay. No, what are you living on?
Well, luckily I have friends and I had to take my 401k out and I'm living on that.
Okay.
And I would love to be working. I can't find a job in this horrible
because of Barack Obama.
Listen, because of the whole philosophy of what he hasn't created any jobs.
We just added 155,000 jobs last month.
What did he do? That is not, that's not enough.
And we were losing nearly 800,000 jobs
under Republicans. Yes.
Okay, so he's grown the government jobs by like...
Those are private sector jobs.
Yes, yes.
No,
they're private sector jobs.
Listen, you're just in a bad mood because you did not get one of the 155,000 jobs that were given out last month. What were you doing?
Yeah, you're darn right I'm in a bad mood.
You were slacking.
You were slacking.
Barack Obama is...
That was 155,000 job openings.
Socialism doesn't work.
That's socialism. This is nothing.
You know
like
nothing
socialism.
About socialism.
This is nothing even remotely close to socialism.
God. But you take money from the rich to redistribute.
It's
to
not
others.
Redistributing. Oh, God.
He's
it's having them pay their
money
fair share.
Redistributing it to other countries.
It's paying the cost of government.
Other countries.
What?
Yes, he took $2 billion and gave it to Brazil and told them they can go drill offshore. And
we've always given foreign aid. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
Stop with the generalities. I'm trying to be specific.
We are being specific.
He took $2 billion and gave it to Brazil so they can drill for oil, and he shut us down. Does that make sense?
What does that mean? Shut us down?
What do you mean?
He put a moratorium on our drilling in this country.
No, he did not. He's open more drilling areas than
Alicia, in the time that you've spent talking to me, probably 155,000 more jobs open up, and you didn't get one of them.
Because you were slacking.
Moocher.
Smooching slacker. 47%.
Slacking off the government teeth. 29 minutes after the hour.
Wow.
Right back with Representative Robert Andrews next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
The fate of the world depends on you getting to second base with
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. I'm getting mail now for Road Flare Mary.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay.
Damien writes, hey, Road Flare Mary. All of us blacks you love so much, our families came here legally, too, on big ships 400 years ago.
Yeah.
There's that.
Bunch of freeloaders.
Oh, yeah.
They over here on big fancy boats.
Came here legally.
Okay. Bob in Oklahoma, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, like I told you, Carl Screener, I'm a physical conservative but a social libertarian, so
okay.
I listen to both sides. I like your show because it makes me laugh.
Thank you.
Now, I'm sick and tired of hearing both sides say, oh, it's this side's fault, it's that side's fault. It's both sides' fault.
No. No.
Yes, it is.
No.
No.
The House has passed budgets 2 to 3 times a year for the past 3 years. The Senate has refused to bring one up. It's been 1,000
right, because they're horrible, horrible budgets that gut the social safety nets and give, unfairly to the rich.
Mm-hmm.
Period. That's, that's the problem. Bob, you can't say both sides are doing it.
They're not willing to talk. The
president's willing to talk.
The president's had many meetings with House and Senate leadership in his office.
I didn't say the president. I said the Senate and the House are not willing to talk to each other and come to some kind of common ground.
There is no finding common ground with these House Republicans, Bob. I'm sorry.
Your idea to save the economy is to gut Social Security. It's a non-starter because that's what we paid into our whole lives. It's not a handout.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, which leads me to the piece we posted. I got to read a little of it to you. We posted from Democratic Underground, Drunken Irishman.
Yep, posted at your Facebook page.
Fabulous stuff. Why I think Obama pushed for this deal and why I think it will work, the fiscal cliff deal. But it goes to his point. This is exactly the problem, and the mainstream media plays into it, that it ends up, it's both sides. It's both sides. They just can't work together.
Why can't they work together? Both sides are equally blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah. I am an independent. I listen to both sides. I stumbled upon your show. I am a small business owner.
and I make $100 billion a year. Why do they want to tax me? Oh
the humanity.
That's a horrific tragedy, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm all dead inside. Okay. He writes, a drunken Irishman writes, I know many on here disagree that the prospects of going fully over the cliff were that bad, but I believe they were. I think Obama knew he was going to be put in a tough spot if we went over the cliff and the outcome would have been bad regardless of the deal they struck. He says, sure, the Bush tax cuts would have been history. Obama could negotiate his own tax cuts, keep it to $250,000 and below like he promised. Maybe the Republicans would have blinked in and given in without much fight. But then you also have to factor in the fact Republicans have been obstructionist from the get-go. Even when they were a minority party, even when they wielded little influence, influence in Washington, they still emphatically opposed everything the president put forth, from the stimulus to the health care bill to, his first budget. He did put a budget forward.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is the problem, is because he has not gotten any help on anything. It is, for sort of
why
say they
America?
Won't talk to each other, is patently untrue. Anyway.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. They're convinced the best way to succeed is having the president fail. This mentality has gripped the Republican Party the last 4 years, and I'm sorry, I don't believe it would have changed with the dynamics of the fiscal cliff changing. I don't think Obama believes it would have changed either. And that's a really good point, that some people think, magically, everything would be different when the new Congress is in, and it wouldn't.
No.
He said you're going to have the Speaker of the House sign off on a deal in an ideal situation. Boehner does that with zero concessions, let's say. Does anyone really believe he would have? You can point to the fact Republicans would be holding up a tax cut for 98% of the country, but they were already doing that and had no problem doing it all year. That's the thing you forget. It's like, oh, they wouldn't want to look bad. They don't care.
They don't care.
Yeah. The possibility of the Republicans swallowing a deal right out of the gate was nil. You know, yada, yada, yada. It's a long piece, but he makes some really good points. He said, you think the Republicans would be boxed into a corner over this because they don't want taxes to go up on 100% of the population, but I don't think Republicans care. I don't think they've cared for years now. It's always been about the politics for the Republicans, and they know if the economy takes the hit, if the country plunges into a recession, they won't be the ones who are fully blamed for it because they never are. It's never just Republicans. When the economy takes, the president is the one who also will shoulder a great deal of the blame. And that's why this call, it's a perfect time to talk about this. That's
right.
Exactly what they go, oh, look what Obama did.
Look what
did
Obama
now.
Did
yes.
to me. Look right. how all the my money that he stole.
Right. They're banking on the ignorance of Americans and the complacency of our media. Let's get real here for a second. The media has already met the Republicans halfway on this by suggesting that all of Washington is culpable in this fiscal cliff mess. This doesn't automatically change if we've gone over the cliff he's mm-hmm. talking about. So, and that call exactly proves my point. This is where things get real. He goes on to say if the tax cuts aren't extended, at least for 98% of the country, unemployment benefits aren't extended. You couple that with the uncertainty of the fiscal cliff, you then start to see the economy weaken or even worse than it is, which happened at the last debt ceiling crisis.
That's right.
You're talking also about, and the president knows that. He said if, and he goes on to say further, if Obama's second term starts off with a recession, it starts off with a standstill. He could be so politically damaged, everything he wants to do in his second term becomes moot. And that includes a lot of things that we'd like to get done. Obama's already said immigration reform. Forget it if he's politically toxic. He wants to address gun control. Forget it if he's politically toxic. He said he wants to address climate change. And again, they compare it to George Bush couldn't get anything done because mm-hmm. he was so unpopular by that point. So anyway, good stuff.
Yeah.
Drunken Irishman.
There's no such thing as a drunken Irishman. Never heard of it.
Really? Ask Kathleen Madigan's family.
Go hang out with them in Missouri a little bit.
Yeah.
wait till 2 o'clock this afternoon. This afternoon.
We need to get her back in studio.
Yes, where yes. is she?
I don't know.
She's smoking somewhere.
That road whore.
Wow.
Somewhere anyway. Kathleen Madigan is smoking a cigarette.
Every time she does, an angel gets its wings.
That's right.
Okay. One more thing. When he sums up, I just like this. He said Obama didn't put any spending cuts on the table and only lost $200,000 on his limit while keeping his promise of taxes not going up for 98% of the country. The deal was a huge win for Obama because it forced the Republicans to do something no one thought possible. They voted to raise taxes.
Uh-huh.
You can speculate all you want that the crumbling of this deal would have led to the $250,000 tax rate, but with everything we've seen, with so many Republicans actively objecting to this current deal and with the possibility of the Speaker not even bringing a $250,000 cut to the floor for a vote, there's a lot of uncertainty about what-ifs tied to the outcome. The best-case scenario I can see might be better than what we got, but the worst-case scenario or even the most likely scenario, absolutely not. So he says it's a win. He said now President Obama can begin his second term with a win, hopefully a growing economy and an even more fractured GOP, which we're watching with utter glee. And a higher popularity than because he's seen by the American people as getting things done. That will bode well in every battle he's set to face in the coming years, from the debt ceiling, immigration reform, to gun control. Thank you, Drunken Irishman on Democratic Underground. We have a link to it at stephaniemiller.com.
We have a link to it on your Facebook page.
Facebook page.
I can put it at stephaniemiller.com
no,
if you want.
No, Facebook page.
Facebook's easier.
Right.
Thanks.
Okay. Alan in Texas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Alan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, go ahead.
Hey, I just want to make a couple comments on gun control.
Uh-huh.
I am very pro-gun owner. I duck hunt. But, you know, I am limited. In fact, I've been checked 5 times this year to make sure there was a plug in my shotgun. Mm-hmm. But we're only allowed 3 rounds while we're migratory game birds. And if people will read the Second Amendment, it says a well-regulated militia.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing wrong with Congress passing laws to regulate. I mean, everybody that joins the Army doesn't get a bazooka. They don't get a machine gun.
That's right.
They're all regulated. Our police departments, the ones on the SWAT team, they're the only ones that have access to these guns.
Right.
You know, the regular police officers, they might, you know, qualify on these assault weapons, but they don't use them every day. I mean, they're regulated. I mean, it says in the Constitution, a well-regulated
yep.
militia.
Yep, yep, absolutely. That's there you mm-hmm. go. A responsible gun owner that understands the Constitution. Phil in Cleveland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Phil.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Yes.
A man from Texas who made sense.
Yeah, there you go. what?
I'm him calling and about. No, your last caller there
yes.
with the gun.
Right. Yeah.
I'm calling about this Al Gore thing. Many of us here are just totally left in the dark. Apparently, he sprung this on you folks just like he did everybody else.
Well, you know, sir, deals have to be kept secret. You can't, you know, that's the nature of the business.
I can understand that, but, you know, Fox is just ripping him a new butt with this Al Jazeera. Right.
Gee, is that new? They've always been so kind and respectful to Al Gore. Is this new? That's
well, yeah, you know, why give him ammunition? I don't know.
You know
why
what they hate, though? I swear to God, they hate liberals that succeed at capitalism more than anything. I'm telling
well,
you.
The problem is liberals are having a hard time staying on the air.
Yeah.
Now you're back to 2 hours on XM, which is how I can get you.
Yeah.
I missed the first hour of you. You know, Air America went off the air. It's always, I'm in Cleveland,
yeah.
which is totally blue, totally union. We're the ones who drag Ohio into the Democratic win column. And yet we have two radio stations that broadcast nothing but conservative radio all day long. There's not 1 minute of progressive radio here.
Yeah, I know. You know? No, listen, you're talking my language. I know.
Now I lost current. You know,
yeah.
I love the Turk. The Turk and I see things eye to eye.
Just the one. Not all the Turks, just the one Turk you like.
Just the one. Well, just the one.
Well, the one actual Turk.
Right.
Yes.
But, you know, why does the liberal movement keep going backwards?
Well, you know, Phil, listen, you raise, a good point, and this is why I keep talking about that I wish wealthy liberals would invest in progressive infrastructure, meaning, you know, radio, terrestrial radio, like conservatives did 25 years ago, because you're absolutely right. We are on a quarter of the radio stations that conservatives are on, and that's the only, I mean, the fairness doctrine is not coming back, so that's the only way that we're going to do it. So if only I knew some liberals that had a lot of money suddenly.
Hmm.
Maybe I'll see if I can find some. All right. 45 minutes after the you know, everybody's talking about it. You got to talk about it.
That's
but
true.
You know what? He has every right to. He's a businessman. He has every right to do it, even though if it's not the best for us. Like that's, you know, you got to. That's the thing. Is like that was so predictable. They've always beaten up on Al Gore and Fox News. It's not like this is going to be any different.
Right.
45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It makes me sweat.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. The phone number toll free from anywhere. I think he was doing something like talking on the floor of the house or something.
Something.
Right. Something less important than talking now. Representative Robert Andrews of the great state of New Jersey. Good morning.
Stephanie, sorry I was late, but I was actually speaking on the floor about the topic of Sandy relief.
Yeah.
Yes, you were doing the people's business. Why? How
Trying
dare
to.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Representative, a lot has been said about this, but I mean, it really, it just goes without saying that when you have to have Republican governors and others and congressmen criticizing the Republican Party and the Speaker, I mean, it is so unprecedented, is it not, to hold up disaster relief?
It's unprecedented, and it demonstrates a rift in the Republican Party that I think bears watching on a lot of issues. You know, the mantra over there for a lot of them has become government is the problem. Government is the problem. So anytime government wants to do anything, they block it, they paralyze it, they question it. And that's what happened here. And as a result of this, this has very real consequences for people. This money to rebuild people's homes, their businesses, their lives, is not going to be in their hands until April or May at the earliest now.
Right.
Because of this political stunt. And this is what you get. When people think government is the problem, then Medicare is at risk.
Right.
Social Security is at risk. Education is at risk. Nursing home care and or Medicaid is at risk. This is just a more intense version of a deeper problem that we see from the Tea Party faction of the Republican Party.
You know, Congressman, we mentioned earlier, and I know it's almost too ridiculous to mention, but when there are, as you say, people with real consequences like that waiting for disaster relief, Your colleague, Michelle Bachmann, actually put forward a bill again to repeal the Affordable Care Act. I mean, and this is now, what, the 34th time they've signed not one piece of job creation legislation? I mean, it just, at some point, is there a chance, even with gerrymandering, that, you know, the American people are going to say enough with this, the Republicans?
Well, I think that may well come. This disaster has shown just how damaging the consequences of this radical ideology are. And, you know, these are people who really, and look, in good faith they believe it, but they believe that nothing government does is any good. Until, by the way, there's a hurricane or an earthquake or flood in their district, then government's needed. And it's just an astonishing view that's so far out of the American mainstream. And I do think a lot of these Republicans are, first of all, going to have to face their primary voters if they had the audacity to vote for the tax increase on the wealthiest the other day, which 85 of them did.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have to face what I would call mainstream voters who would say, wait a minute. People have their homes and businesses blown away. They can't contribute to the economy. One thing I want to point out here, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut put more into the federal treasury than we take out.
That's right.
When our economies are humming along, we're helping the whole country and the whole treasury. If our boardwalk merchants don't have businesses, if our, you know, shopping centers are closed, then we don't pay taxes in and the whole country suffers.
Yep.
This is not charity. This is a question of keeping the whole country strong.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's interesting you have to point something out that, you know, in a way almost says, here's what's in it for you. We've never really done that before, you know, as Governor Christie pointed out. Democratic, Republican, we've never done this before.
Yeah, I think Chris Christie said it very well, that this is squarely the fall of the Republican leadership in the House. But it goes deeper than that. There is growing income inequality in this country. About 5% of the people have gotten 93% of the pay raises for the last decade. So in other words, of all the increases in pay, 5% of people have soaked up 93% of the increase. The rest of us have got 7%. Democrats think that's a problem. Republicans think that's the solution. They think income inequality is the way things ought to be because it helps the wealthier get wealthy, and then we should all rely on them to do the right thing. Well, a wealthy oligarchic, you know, plutocracy in this country doesn't rebuild the country after a hurricane.
That's
right. It takes government to do that. It doesn't give 67-year-old people health insurance. It takes Medicare to do that. It doesn't give 70-year-olds a pension. It takes Social Security to do that. It doesn't teach 6-year-olds how to read. It takes education to do that. So, you know, we have a difference in philosophy here that we're seeing play out in the unfortunate context of this disaster.
Well, and interesting, you just brought up education. I mean, the fact that Mitt Romney actually said that, remember, you should be able to have as much education as you can afford? I mean,
well, no,
that was
in fairness
right.
to him, he did say you should have as much education as your parents will lend you the money to pay
there
for
you go. There you go.
It's a little bit different than that.
And that philosophy was squarely defeated.
You know, I got to tell you something. This majority Republican reaction to the Sandy disaster is an application of Romney's 47% speech.
Yep.
What Romney really said is, you know, these whiners, these complainers, these people want government to do anything for them, we don't have to care about them. We're going after the 53% who pay the bills. Well, guess what? Sometimes the 53% who pay income taxes have a disaster happen in their community.
Right.
Their beach house blows away. Their boardwalk business. And they understandably turn to the government to help them. But, you know, if that's okay, then why isn't it okay for a kid to be in Head Start? Why is it not okay for a person with Alzheimer's to be in a nursing home? It's a question we ought to be asking ourselves, I think, every day.
That's right. Representative Andrews, what happens now? You vote on the disaster relief today?
You know, just a little piece of it. All we're voting on today is authorizing the flood insurance program to pay its claims.
Mm-hmm.
Then what we're supposed to, and the Senate may or may not adopt the same bill by unanimous consent today. I hope they do.
Yeah.
But then what has to happen is the actual funding for FEMA and HUD and the other departments come in and help fix this problem. They promise us a vote on January 15th, and I assume they'll honor that. But then the Senate has to take up the bill again. Mm. They have to start all over again.
So, Representative, just so we understand what the consequences were here, so if you had, because I think as Governor Christie said, it was 60 days and counting, right, since the storm.
Yep.
So if you had gotten this done before Congress, the last Congress adjourned, when would people have gotten the actual help?
Well, here's what it means. Let's say that you have a business along the boardwalk at the Jersey Shore. You sell pizza.
Right.
And your business got blown away. There's no boardwalk. at this point.
Right.
To get it rebuilt, you have to get things actually under construction by maybe February, you know, the earliest you possibly can. If we had acted in December, it is plausible that that could have happened for people. It ain't going to happen now.
Yeah.
You know, if the legislation is signed in late January, early February, it takes, I don't know, 6-7 weeks for the money to get out. And you can't rebuild the boardwalk in April and open for Memorial Day in May. So if you sell pizza, you just lost your business for this year.
Yeah.
You're done.
I mean, and that I have to tell you, you put that in such great, understandable layperson terms, because that is so infuriating when you think about, you know, a congressman sitting there with his job and his free government health care. And that guy on the boardwalk with the pizza business and his kids and going, what am I going to do this year?
Well, the members don't get free government health care, but your point is still well taken. Yeah, that we should have voted on this on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And I mean, the only reason, I don't know what Speaker Boehner's motivation was. I'll let him answer that question. But Governor Christie outlined it very well. It was pure politics. And as a result, we'll get this done now because they've been shamed into it. But as a practical matter, it means weeks or even months of delay, which means people lose their businesses.
Yep.
Their kids don't finish the school year in the school they started.
Representative Andrews, so sorry. Heartbreak. Thank
That's
you so much. All right.
Listen, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Have a good day.
You too, sir. All right. Right back with John Dugelsang on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Whoa, I'm starting to feel good. Hey, I'm starting to feel good. Woohoo, it is The Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, check it out. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Oh, by the way, it's Washington, D.C., January 19th, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
That's right.
Sexy Liberal Palooza, the no VIP seats left, but rear orchestra, which have great sight lines and some front balcony. They will be, it will be sold out, as they always are, to all four Sexy Liberals. And two huge surprise celebrity guests.
And Jim and me and Jackie.
Right, opening the show. I'm sorry, you are such afterthoughts.
I know we are.
But you know who's not?
Happy New Year, West Coast kids.
Happy New Year, smoking hot, sexy liberal.
Thank you. I'm just over here in New York facing the east. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How did you...
Assalamu alaikum, Stephanie. How's it going over there?
Oh, see what you did.
John Louise.
What
Googles
a great, thing. Great interview you just had with Congressman Roberts. Yes. Andrews, that was fantastic.
Isn't he awesome? He just has a way of being able to put stuff in, you know, understandable terms, you know?
But, and he had a quote that everyone listening should share with all of their Republican coworkers. 5% of Americans have gotten 93% of the pay raises over the last 10 years. Do you have a problem with that? You know, it's unequal income growth. That's what it is. It's not income distribution. It's unequal income growth.
Well, they're job creators.
Yeah.
Look at all the jobs in Asia.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And by the way, breaking news this morning, we added 155,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate, it remains at 7.8%. Remember all the right-wing sputtering, John, that like Rush Limbaugh said, you wait and see, the jobs numbers are all going to be, they're all going to be amended after the election. These are all phoning.
Unemployment rate did rise slightly, but it's still below 8%, and we added a lot of jobs for the holidays. So let's hope that January continues the trend.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were obviously talking about, and I didn't even realize that, did you, that they are going to vote, but he's just on a small piece of the disaster relief. I mean, you're back there. You were in the wake of the storm, and it really is amazing. As we were saying, 60 days and counting, and now they're just going to pass a small piece of it, like he was saying, that will not allow you to say rebuild your business in time to open for the
it's
in the spring.
Incredibly disgusting. I mean, it's so huge. I think my idea is, and I want to tell any Democrats listening, if we can rename the Sandy Relief Bill the Supplemental Iraq War Funding Bill, the GOP will vote without reading it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just say it's for war, and they'll vote for it.
Yep,
exactly.
I mean, when Peter King, can you be Peter King telling Republicans in New York and New Jersey not to donate money to the GOP? When I saw that, I was like, okay, the Mayans were off by only 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, once again, Chris Christie, Republican, saying, I'm going, our work is done here. You can't say it any better. What's wrong with this, you know, current version of the Republican Party, right?
Yeah, I hope Chris Christie's really happy he did so much to elect all of these guys who were denying aid to his state, because he did a lot of fundraisers for a lot of the very guys who blocked this vote. So, you know, it's nice to see Chris Christie growing a soul, but let's not forget, he helped put a lot of these people in power. What Chris Christie's doing right now with his raging against the Republican Party, he's doing exactly what he did when he didn't mention Mitt Romney's name in the first 15 minutes of his convention keynote speech. He's positioning himself as the sane, electable wing leader of the Republican Party, and that's all. But he's, you know, Peter King is right. Any Republican in New York or Jersey or the whole East Coast that was affected by Sandy is crazy to donate money to this party.
And by the way, thank you to the person who sent me that scene, that car scene from The Godfather. That was Chris Christie taking John Boehner for a ride.
Oh.
Talking about scheduling a boat.
John Boehner is amazing. He has become the one guy to unite every Republican and Democrat in D.C. in hating John Boehner.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fantastic. Look, you know, if my top ally wanted my job, I would get spray tans to cover my hangovers, too. But it's incredible. Yes, Alan West gets two votes to be Speaker of the House.
Awesome. Awesome.
I mean, he's not even a member. John Boehner, however, we know is a big member.
What you did there, John Fugelsang. Did you see that was the other huge breaking news yesterday is that John Boehner cried.
Yeah.
Which is
he secreted Fanta from his eyes. That's all that was.
Don't you want a Fanta?
Also, yeah, breaking news, Tim Geithner plans to leave the administration by the end of the month, whether or not a deal is in place to raise the debt ceiling. I don't think he wants to go through that whole thing again.
What
he
a loss.
He previously pushed back his departure plan to work on the resolution to the fiscal cliff at the request of the president. John, you are a sometimes frequent Obama naysayer, and your fellow naysayer, Rude Pundit, is coming on Monday. He wrote a piece about how what a big win he thinks the fiscal cliff thing was for the president. Do you agree?
I do agree. I certainly do agree it was a win for him. It was, but I also think that going over the fiscal cliff would have been a bigger win for him, because then he could have introduced legislation on January 2nd for the largest middle class tax cut in history. Our taxes would have gone up for one day, and then he could have just done it that way. But yeah, it's a huge win for him either way. I would have liked to have seen it stay at $250,000. But you know what? He looks great, and the Democrats came out of the whole thing looking great, and the Republicans are going to have to gerrymander themselves into significance.
we posted a piece by who is it, Chris? Drunken Irishman at Democratic Underground.
Yes.
But he had just a really comprehensive piece, because I thought that too, John. I think it sounds simple to go, why not just go over the cliff, and when we get the $250,000, and then a day later, blah blah blah. But I think there's a lot more stuff involved, and it was a great piece. We talked about it earlier, but and I think Rude Pundit kind of echoes some of that. That part of, you know, it's like breaking this stranglehold that has been for how many decades with the Republicans never voting for a tax increase. He made them have to vote for a tax increase.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And again, if you want to return back to conservative values, the way things used to be, then tax the rich and support unions. You know, it's like it's not patriotic anymore.
Yep. Let's go to Matt in Reno, Nevada, who is a young Republican. Yikes, do they exist? Matt. Hello, Matt.
Well, hi. How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, I had a question for you, or I have a couple questions for you. My first one will be real quick.
Huh?
Is I want to get this out of the way to show you that I'm not just running from it. That big guy with the gray slick back hair.
Yes. Oh, Jim Ward.
Jim Ward,
yes. Yes.
Yeah, I had a question. Did he say anything intelligent, or did you just sit there and comment on
He's very intelligent.
Okay.
Do you have anything intelligent to say?
Oh, Travis, what's wrong with that phone line?
Travis, call trolled. Engineering. We have a problem with the phone line.
Jim, you got trolled by someone with nothing to say.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're dumb. Just stupid, you don't say nothing.
Listen, anyone that doesn't think Jim Ward is brilliant is automatically, I'm not talking to.
Anyway,
I'm not talking to.
Well, I got an email about someone commenting on the dumbass douche caller. The previous one, not this one.
Yeah.
It's, to the foolish, foolish lady caller, being rich does not equal being successful. Being born to a wealthy family doesn't mean you did jack squat.
Yeah.
You didn't even know the definition of socialism, so stop using the word and go buy a dictionary. You know, Obama's had the least growth in spending of any president in decades, and he goes on to everything George Bush did. So go get your head out of your ass, stop drinking the Fox Kool-Aid, and begin to think for yourself for once in your life.
Yeah.
And
That young Republican caller, apparently he doesn't know that as soon as you hurl an ad hominem attack, you've lost the debate.
Yeah.
And so he opened with an ad hominem attack.
Let me start with something really irrelevant.
Start with an insult.
And you're accusing me of not having anything intelligent to say?
Yes.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing. You're never going to win an argument.
Yeah. Let me start by saying something really mean and irrelevant.
Yeah.
And see if you feel like
talking.
Well,
that's an ad hominem attack.
Right.
You're never going to win an argument with one of these trolls on the radio or on Twitter. The goal should be to win over the bystanders by making the troll troll look really stupid, which all three of y'all are very good at.
Thank you.
Very easy to do.
Thank you. Well, you listen, we're dysfunctional, but we are family, so I can insult them, but no one, it's like your mother. Don't do this. And you, that's my job.
Yeah, you do a great job of
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't you come after my mooks. It's my job. Rocky in New Jersey, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Rocky.
Why did I have to follow that guy? Oh, man, I always follow these idiot Republicans that call up. I mean, it's just, did you guys wait and just throw me on end? I don't know. But hey, did anybody realize that Tom DeLay went to jail yesterday?
I know, we talked
I
about
know.
That.
Isn't that great?
It's just the holiday gifts keep
God,
coming.
Yes. Oh, yeah, they just, you know, the law and order people, I just love them. The ones, the Republicans that are against abortion, but yet they make their say, secretaries, if they get them pregnant, to get abortions. I love it, you know?
Yep.
And it's
Well, they're
it's
not pro-life, they're pro-some life.
The arc of justice is long.
Yeah, pro-some life. Is that, that's a 13-year-old
They're pro-getting
girl.
Votes from superstitious Christians who don't know that Jesus never mentioned abortion but was quite specifically against the death penalty.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yes. Anybody also, it's really amazing that I listen to and I really, you know, with one ear closed, I listen to Fox just to get me pissed. And when they sit there and had any rails against the immigrants, and I read something for them about the way they talked about Irish and Italian immigrants back at the turn of the last century is exactly what he's railing against Mexicans now, right. Is that they're all prone to breaking the law. They come over here, they're lazy, but yet they're taking out all the American jobs. I love that. You know, it's really amazing. But I hope we don't lose you, Stephanie,
Aww.
Because we really I'm gonna really, really miss you if you do, and we don't get your radio station here in South Jersey.
Yep, don't you worry.
Well, try the Stephanie don't Miller app, and you can listen to us live.
I'm not just a woman, I'm an app, Rocky.
No, you're a great person.
Thank
I really,
you. All
really
right.
love
Thank
your
you. All right. All right, Rocky. That's right. It's not just, you know,
Stephanie
right.
Miller.
The woman.
Get your filthy hands off me, you damn dirty app.
Not that kind of app. No, just...
I'm not just the woman, the myth, the legend.
Right.
I'm the app.
That's right. If you have an iPhone or an iPad or even an iPod
right.
Touch,
sure.
Just go to the iOS App Store, search for Stephanie Miller, download the app. It's completely free. You can listen live. You can read your blog. You can listen to some little best of things. You can listen to the Stephcast if you subscribe to that through it. And it's just a wonderful thing.
All right. Thank you very much for that completely unsolicited testimonial.
Hey, I want people to get the app because it's really awesome.
Right.
Well, it's a really awesome app.
All right. And if we can figure out how to get into people's fillings and their teeth,
yes.
We'll do that too.
Oh, and you
All
can
right.
also
yes.
buy Steph crap from it too.
Right. Oh,
yes.
That's awesome. All right. We continue Fridays with John Piglesang on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ongoing train wreck aside, I love this. It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 22 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Fridays with sexy little John Piglesang in the New York Bureau of the Stephanie Miller International and Sons.
Okay. And Sons?
No.
When did you sprout sons?
Well, the four-legged kind.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah, for you. Oh, John, you're a new parent. You had your first Christmas with the giant baby.
I had my first one.
He is a ginormous child.
He's huge. I'm going to send you a new picture for Christmas.
Oh,
right
good.
Now. Yeah, massive child.
And
huge.
Wait a minute. Both the parents are wispy thin.
Right.
How did that happen?
Yeah.
I don't know. The baby's vegan, too.
Okay.
Oh, it's yeah. Nothing but high fructose corn syrup. I have no idea.
Awesome. Well, you have stuff like this to look forward to. Gawker brings us the story. Daughter of the year puts sleeping pills in parents' milkshake so she can use the internet.
Oh, wow.
She's a problem solver. Unhappy
that
with
that.
That
is so awful. When I was a kid, I only did that so I could watch dirty movies on HBO. It was more
right.
wholesome then.
Right, exactly. Those were the days. Unhappy with a house rule that no internet was allowed after 10 p.m., a 16-year-old from Northern California did what any psychopathic teen in her situation would do. She laced her parents' milkshake with prescription sleeping pills.
Well, she's a problem solver.
She suggested they go offer milkshakes and even offered to treat. The parents later recalled finding this odd. Yeah, teens notoriously chintzy. But went along anyway when they weren't looking. Her, the daughter and a 15-year-old friend snuck crushed up sleeping pills into their milkshakes, which the parents consumed. Awaking the next morning and struggling to recall the events of the previous night, the parents confronted their daughter, who confessed to drugging them on two separate occasions.
Really?
Whatever, Mom and Dad. You don't even remember the last time I did it. Guys.
Why is it when an adult drugs a child, it's really creepy, but if a kid does it to an adult, it's kind of nifty?
It's kind of nifty. Exactly.
All My right. milkshake brings all the...
Yeah.
Let's go to Paula in Oklahoma. You're on with John. Hi, Paula.
Hi. How are you this morning?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, it's what I'm calling about. I'm from a Democratic family. Been a Democrat all my life. Of course, I live in the state of Oklahoma that seems to have gone all Republican.
Yep.
But I was just wanting to call to say I love your show.
Thank
and
you.
Like this morning... Oh, I laughed so for old Boner when your companion over there was drinking for him.
Yes. That's our new favorite sound effect, John Boner drinking.
I love to get a good laugh, and you can give me one. I've got a very good friend down the road that's a Republican, I mean a Democrat, and she's the same way. If we get in the dumps over these politics, she calls and we laugh all the time.
Aw, see? You got to laugh all day or you cry. All right. And what's not funny about John Boner in his office? Drinking.
Oh, damn it, Alan Berman again.
All right, let's get it.
I love how the Republicans all hate him. You know how he was, they almost had to have a second vote yesterday. I think, right. Steph, that makes him the first speaker to almost get screwed by his own caucus.
I'm not sure. Hey!
Wow.
Why?
There's an image.
Flavin. Justin in Dallas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Justin. Hi, Justin. Hi.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi, go ahead.
I think I've come to the conclusion that Republicans just will not be dictated by facts or science.
You just now?
Now a warning?
We're
going to stand up and demand that organizations like Fox News report facts and not intentionally misleading lies based on fear, hate, and intolerance.
Aw, that's so
cute. It's time to hold these liars accountable through criminal charges, suspensions, and or fines.
Oh, my goodness.
I think politicians who come on Fox News spewing these lies and are called out by the real media and then they just come on the next day and say it wasn't meant to be a factual comment.
Right.
I mean, seriously, when are we going to we're gonna stop this?
Aw, that's totes adorbs that he thinks that something can actually be done about that.
I think he's young.
Aw, that's so cute.
He has yet to become cynical.
I bet you he's a brony. Let's go.
I don't think there's such a thing as a cynical brony.
No.
Bill in Birmingham, Alabama. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Stephanie. It looks like you've got a run of red states calling in.
But
I wanted to let you know that there's a lot of hope in the red states. I wanted to share with you actually about my own legislatures. I live in the 7th Congressional District of Alabama, and our representative at the federal level is Terry Sewell, who's an African-American female. She's a great lady, great legislator, and we're really glad to have her. But I also wanted to share with you that it's happening even on a state level, even in Alabama, the reddest of red states,
mm-hmm.
because my legislature, my state legislator is a wonderful lady. Her name is Patricia Todd. She is not only an out lesbian, but she was elected unopposed in 2010.
Right.
So you would think that Alabama would be the last place.
Yeah. No, times they are a changing, Bill. You're absolutely right. That is true. And I think that's one of the issues that has become not Democratic or Republican anymore.
Absolutely. It's not red state, blue state. It's red blood.
That's
you,
right.
And so, as always, you're sick of hearing this stuff, but we love you. I love
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you, honey. And even people with orange blood, like John Boner.
Let's
not leave everybody out.
Fanta for blood.
Fanta, yeah. As John Fugelsang says. As we quote John Fugelsang to John Fugelsang.
Yes.
Right, John Fugelsang?
Yes, you may. So he has Fanta in his veins and his tear ducts, apparently.
Oh, speaking of which, this is a perfect time. Give me some love music for this story.
Oh?
It is going to his point, John, about, the homophobia subsiding even in red states. Did you see this story in one of our favorite places in the world, Columbus, Ohio,
yep.
where I just was with Sexy Liberal, with John Fugelsang and company?
That was a great, great show.
Yes. Pizza truck customers form circle of love around same-sex couple after a hate monger tells them to cut out the gay...
S word.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mikey's late night slice truck. Yay for them. in Columbus. Joel and his friend Ethan got in line with the rest of the After Hours set. It was a cold night, so they held hands and huddled for warmth, much to the dismay of a guy. He said the guy in front of us turns around and tells us to cut out our gay.
Oh.
Almost every single person in that line made it known to him it was not okay for him to speak to us like that. The best part, though, was when he grew more irate and vocal, the guys who worked the truck stopped what they were doing, leaned toward the window, and told him they would not serve him because he was spewing hate. They said they support everyone in our community. He should get out of the line because they would not be serving him.
Oh.
He begrudgingly got out of the line and walked away escorted by a friend who'd been hanging back. So there, you don't get to play in any of our pizza reindeer games.
You get nothing, sir. Good day, sir.
Homophobes, you get nothing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Good for you.
No pizza for you.
Yeah, right. Exactly. 29 minutes after the hour. Right back. Fridays with Fugle Slang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sometimes I think
Stephanie Miller
is the one thing that can save the world.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Yeah.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
You only got 4 minutes.
Okay. All right. Thank God I got a new Seattle affiliate starting Monday. Some good news.
Hooray.
Yes. Is it Clay? It's pronounced Clay. 11:80 a.m. We will be on 9 to noon Pacific time. Seattle starting Monday, back in the hizzy.
Seattle, city by the bay.
Well, right.
Sort of.
Right.
Well, city by the sound.
Sounds, yes.
Right. Okay. Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang in the New York Bureau for Fridays with Fugelsang. We'll be in D.C. with me, of course, in 2 weeks with all the other sexy liberals for Sexy Liberal Palooza inauguration weekend in D.C. Get it. Tickets going fast.
Woot.
Thank you.
That was the most enthusiastic woot ever.
All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Ron in Indiana grew up near the boner. Ron, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Ron.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I just had a comment to make about our Speaker of the House, John Boehner. He put on a good act when he got on stage and started crying in front of the American public. And it just struck me funny that that guy went to a Catholic high school. His mom and dad paid for him to go there. It was a rich kid's high school. They had to pay a lot of money for him to attend there. Then he went up to Ohio State.
I thought he went to school in a tavern. No.
Then he went up to Ohio State University and said he had to work for his education. BS. That's a bunch of bunk. His mom and dad paid for his education, and what he was working for was beer money on Friday and Saturday night.
Or bourbon money, yeah. Or something like that. Here is the boner, yes?
The American dream is in peril. Oh. So long as its namesake is weighed down by this anchor of debt. Break its hold, we begin to set our economy free.
I had to work at a tavern!
I got a really, really simple rule on this that you can share with all your friends.
Yes.
Anybody who supported the Iraq War never gets to complain about the debt.
Yep.
Yeah,
really
exactly.
Simple formula, and it works.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. We had a right-wing caller this morning. President Obama's spending $1 trillion. It's like, oh, you know what?
If you don't like the debt, thank one of the 100 million Americans who fought against having the Iraq War.
Thank you. If I hear that one more time, I'm going to go in John Boehner's office and drink with him. Thank you.
You don't need an excuse to drink. Please.
I don't. Although I've had a few this week.
Okay. Always funny.
Couple of excuses. Kenny Pick's in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Kenny Pick in Cleveland.
Hi, Kenny Pick.
Well, hello. Did you guys put out a casting call for douche nozzles today?
Right-wing douche nozzles, please call.
They're coming in droves.
We're giving out those Brazilian power crystals, Kenny. You know
how
we are.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Call now to get 6 free minutes. And while supplies last, this Brazilian power crystal absolutely free.
If you're a troll.
Yes. And I just had to give a little bit of love to Jim, of course, because one of the most brilliant men in progressive talk radio.
In the history of history.
Well, yeah, I mean, having some little right-wing troll call in like that. Yeah. Why, Iota? Another thing too. Could you imagine if Louis Gohmert became the Speaker of the House?
Oh.
Well, he would. They'd have to change the title to "Authentic Frontier Gibberisher of the House."
Tony Shadow.
Nothing could marginalize the GOP more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you. Happy New Year to you, Kenny Pick.
All right, see you
love
later.
Love ya. There he goes.
You know, Jim, there's one rule for dealing with hateful trolls. If you're going to fight hate, don't whine if a little gets on you. Just wash it off before it sticks.
That's the way I have this.
By the way, I do. Speaking, could I have my love music, please? I say that to Jim every day. I do a different version of what I say to Max and Fred every day when I come home, which is, you're the best dogs in the history of dogs and in the history of history. And I say that to Jim when I come in every morning. It annoys him. But
no, you don't.
I get the best voice guy in the history.
No, the first thing you usually...
in the history of history.
The first thing you usually say to him is, why are you late?
Yeah. Even if I get here 3 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm getting here later than him lately. Eddie, and that's me, you know why?
Why?
Because I'm up late at night. Okay.
Oh, I'm a pervert again!
Well, if you stop cartoon guzzling it, maybe
I gotta make
run
a
rye out.
Run. A rye run.
Eddie in Albuquerque. Hi, Eddie.
Hey, Stephanie. Moose, hello. How are you?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hey, you know how Fox News is having a field day over this Al Jazeera thing?
Yes.
The one thing that people
I was
don't really,
I was ever, shocked to hear them criticize Al Gore. Is this the first time?
Yes, I know. It's amazing. But the one thing that people don't realize, okay, everyone knows that they're owned by this Australian douche nozzle, but they...
Rupert
they
Murdoch. They're criticizing Al Gore. That's a good point.
Yeah,
what they don't realize, here's a better point. What they don't realize, its one major backer is an Arab sheik.
Yeah, Fox News. Yeah,
the
exactly.
The second highest, highest shareholder in Fox News.
Eddie, that's so unusual.
That's
so unusual that Fox would miss their own hypocrisy. Thank you for pointing that out. I'm sure that escaped their attention.
And also, let's not forget, Al Jazeera is based in Qatar, which is a U.S. ally.
Yes.
So
you're
being bigoted and ignorant.
Yes.
And
as I said earlier,
in other words, it's Friday.
I wouldn't mind being owned by Stephanie Qutter.
Hi! Jim's hoping that he's taken over by Stephanie Qutter. Me too. Okay.
I think every Republican on CNN got owned by Stephanie Qutter during the election season.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hot when she owns someone.
All right. By the way, I have some celebrity stack for you, John.
Yes.
Can we talk about
Kim Kardashian? Because I'm so glad she's finally getting pressed.
Oh, well, you know what? I'll move that to the front of the stack. Then.
Yeah,
you're
funny
right.
You should mention that, John.
What's wrong with this
country? I can't
wait
for her to sell the conception video.
Kim Kardashian is set to make $16 million from her pregnancy.
Yep.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You see, I might have gotten knocked up back in the day if I could have made that kind of cash.
She doesn't need any more cash.
Kim has said that she would consider, if it was done really tastefully, not selling pictures of the kid. But I don't know if that's going to happen.
Steph, you kind of need a penis to get knocked up.
Listen, not necessarily. Okay.
I'll call David Crosby
really
on his turkey baster.
They could have just filmed me and my girlfriend Jodie Foster, who I'm dating.
Right.
You know, looking for...
According to TMZ or whatever.
Somebody.
Ask Debbie Rowe about the need for that thing.
Okay. She's in talks with TV bosses about filming everything to do with her pregnancy as well as
everything.
Becoming the face of lots of mother-to-be and baby products.
We've seen
you know, if she carries this baby to term, that's 9 months. That's the longest relationship she'll ever have.
You know what? You are absolutely right.
I love this part. However, it's unsure whether she'll allow the cameras to film her giving birth, because now suddenly she's going to get shy.
Now she's shy.
Yeah.
You need to charge more for that.
She would never let a video camera film that part of her.
Like her sister.
Unless AJ was there.
Like her sister Courtney did when she had her children, she had all of those filmed, I guess, her sister Courtney. Yeah.
Well, they're extremely interesting people.
It's like it's a version of a tree falling in the forest. If a Kardashian is born, it's not on camera. Were they actually born?
Well, the cool thing is they know for a fact it is Kanye's baby, because on the sonogram you can hear the fetus rapping about how all them haters want to see him fail.
Okay.
John Pugosang bringing the hip-hop cred to the Stephanie Miller show.
Into the hippie.
Word.
Right.
The sad thing is, Kanye, while he may be a jackass, as the president said, is one of the greatest rappers alive and will be for decades to come, which means Kim Kardashian is going to be famous forever now.
Oh,
she can't disappear like Paris Hilton has.
Oh, boy. Okay. The fiancé, Jim, there's nothing but happy in this story for you.
Mm-hmm.
The fiancé of Modern Family, Sophia...
Vergara.
Accidentally exposed her boobs.
Oops.
During a confusing bar brawl on New Year's Eve. But at least there was a happy ending. Everybody got to see her boobs.
And those are some spectacular boobs.
She was apparently a fight between her, I don't know, her fiancé and her ex or something. She stepped in to break up the fight, and her dress
fell off.
As you do.
Right.
when there are cameras around.
Probably immediately stop the fight. Everyone's like, oh, boobies. Boobies.
This is the highest paid actress in television, people. Can we have some dignity here?
She is.
Boobies. Okay. I don't know who this guy is, and I just, all right, must I do this Gawker story?
Who?
You know, we love the ex-gays.
Oh, this guy, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Ex-gay former porn star Joseph Esquiembra on why Satan loves...
Backdoor.
Sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I was, see, I, yeah, it's a, I was looking at you. That was like...
Catching.
Satan loves sex? Satan, I think, loves God catching. Invented it.
As opposed to pitching.
That's our standards and practices meeting, is me just looking in Chris's eyes.
Yeah,
can I say
and
that?
Me trying to figure out a way to say that kind of sex.
That kind of sex.
Yeah, porch.
He said that kind of sex.
Backdoor.
Slam. Glug, 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 glug. And, oops, I almost said it. I'm sorry. That kind of sex would release into the world these rare demonic entities that even in the body could be conceived, this devil, it would be given birth to anally, not physically. It was more of a spiritual body. Did that even, is that
what?
Like a Sarah Palin
what?
Sentence? That doesn't even make sense.
Well, he's an ex-porn
star. Is that
true
for heterosexual couples who enjoyed that act, too?
There you go. Well, he's an ex-porn star. You can't expect them to string together two sentences. Come on.
That didn't make sense medically or
grammatically. Grammatically, no.
Right.
You know, if God didn't like sex, he wouldn't make us cry out his name when it's really filthy.
That's right.
So was he cured by Marcus Bachman? Is that the...
I'm going to suck the gay out of you.
Mom,
let it come unto me.
Why did you do this to me?
Ow. There are so many issues among this whole crew. Okay.
No, yeah, we were saying that the gay guy
beating the tennis racket against the pillow.
The pillow.
His way for curing men of their gayness is to cuddle with them,
right?
And then to hit a pillow with a tennis racket.
Saying
his
mom, why did you do this to me?
Right.
I mean, he's a Freudian.
Mm. Okay. All right. In a related story about sausage, Keith Richards takes sausages on vacation, Jim. His wife packs sausages for him.
And this is news?
I know. He likes sausage, and it might not be available where he's going on vacation.
Well, he should vacation in Germany, for God's sake. Then he'd have all kinds of sausages.
Her in Schamburg.
Schamburg.
Raymond Schneider's
which
house
is made
of meat.
Of sausage. Okay. All right.
Someone should tell him that too much sausage isn't good for your health.
Yeah.
45 minutes after the hour. Back with the remaining moments. Fridays with Fugle Saying on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Big place where dreams come true.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. The kind you find in a second-hand store. Raspberry beret. I think I love her.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour.
It's a black baseball cap, not a raspberry beret.
That error is close enough. John Fugelsang, sex and liberal in the New York Bureau of the Stephanie Miller Incorporated. Oh, by the way, I will be appearing on the Jennifer Granholm Show, The War Room, on Current Television Network.
Not how you put it a minute ago.
Oh.
Yeah, you said you'd be doing Jennifer Granholm.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
You're dirty, dirty,
what?
Dirty.
Well, that's what you said.
Dirty, dirty men. All right. She's a former governor.
I know, and she's a great,
she's awesome.
Brilliant mind.
And we always
have
fun.
And a great broadcaster, too.
Yes.
So there. Oh, thanks for cleaning up your mess.
And, okay. And easy on the eyes, I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. Jim, yes. Gérard Depardieu.
Gérard Depardieu?
Which is almost as much fun to say as Guy Lafleur.
Guy Lafleur. Yeah. I raped the woman, but years later I am celebrity, she is happy. I am Guy the Flower, outside of Quebec. I know I urinate in first class, but I'm French. I could run on this and win.
Where's my French music? See, it's just fun to say French words, like j'accuse.
J'accuse.
You are late with the French music.
What?
J'accuse.
Vous êtes en retard avec la musique française.
Ah, merci.
All right, everybody get it out.
Yeah, we're a little nice.
French icon Girard. Just ditched his homeland to become a Russian citizen to avoid high taxes. I just mentioned this. Exactly. Нет.
He tried to become a Belgian citizen, too, to avoid his
Well, he's got a house in Belgium, yeah.
Okay, anyway, my point is that our right-wing caller was bitching about tax rates, you know, with blah, 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 the thick of the rich and socialism, blah. Girard, by the way, we were saying the super rich pay 75% in taxes in France, which is why he moved, moving to Russia where they have a flat income tax of 13%. However, I'm just saying, and Jim brought up Eisenhower's tax rates were almost that high.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we're having this ridiculous conversation about socialism is whatever. At 30-something percent.
36%? I won't pay it. It's outrageous.
Can I just say that having to pay slightly more taxes because you're that wealthy is pretty much a sign you've won?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, I started this story yesterday. Fred Willard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Fred Willard. He has managed to avoid a lewd conduct trial following a summer arrest at a California adult theater because he has completed a diversion program, which I just don't know what that is. It's just
I thought that's what he was doing in the first place.
Hey!
Yes, exactly.
See what I mean there? He was arrested at the Tiki Theater, an adult movie theater in Hollywood, for lewd conduct. He allegedly, police allegedly cost him... Pardon me?
It's a place devoted to lewd conduct.
I sentence you to watch Pee-wee's Playhouse for several months.
What's really upsetting
police
about that
allegedly
whole story.
Caught him with his quote-unquote penis exposed and in his hand.
Mm.
And I'm not sure what the diversion program
is. Well, it wasn't mine.
Look over there.
Yeah,
Look over there. Shiny keys.
That's the number one diversion of most Americans.
Yeah.
What's really funny is he got arrested, and that was the same night that Sean Hannity did that interview with George Zimmerman. So I thought, my God, they arrested Fred Willard for doing exactly what Sean Hannity was doing to George Zimmerman on national television.
Yep. Oh, heavens. Fugle saying.
Yep.
Oh, okay. What? This is, you'll see there's 1 degree of Stephanie Miller separation in this story.
All right.
Ex-Today co-anchor Ann Curry formally has implored NBC head honchos to release her from her contract so she can go to CNN.
Oh.
She would like to bid adieu.
Adieu. Just like Gérard Depardieu.
Right. To Matt Lauer and...
And you.
To join her old boss, Jeff Zucker, who I talked to at the pool in Maui.
Wow.
For Christmas. To join him at CNN. Zucker would like to put Curry in the Anderson Cooper's time slot. That's what the word is.
Oh dear.
Why, I wonder what the handsome and romantic and fine American Jeff Zucker is doing in the mornings over there on CNN.
Hmm.
Huh. Anyway.
You're going to leave us far behind, aren't you, as soon as you zoom over to CNN?
Oh, slam the door and start
we'll
the,
have to
start
leave
the
it
party.
There.
Slam the door and start the party, Jim.
There you go.
Thank you. Jim's too busy packing to go away.
I know.
Well, because the other show's going to come in here and, you know what.
All right, we're still on. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. John, did you see? I saw Les Mis.
Really? Blech. I saw it on Broadway 4 times, and I'm straight.
Wow.
No, the movie. Have you seen the movie?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
Oh, my God.
I did see Django Unchained, but I haven't seen Les Mis.
Oh. It was fabulous. I cried and cried.
I'm English only, so until they call it The Miserables, I won't go.
Yeah, I said to Roland, I'm like, it's so sad. And he's like, that's not called the Happies. That was his big line of vacation. That's,
les heureux.
Right, they're warning you, they're all miserable.
Wow.
Russell Crowe has responded to Adam Lambert's criticism.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's not a strong singer.
I don't understand that casting at all. I wish they could have had Hugh Jackman play both characters.
I know. Adam Lambert said the vocals in Les Miserables should have
been... Miserable?
We're miserable.
Well, it's not like...
They should have been studio recorded in Sweden. Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, the whole point was that they were performing
on
live.
Set.
On set.
Which, right.
Which made it more immediate.
That's what
it wasn't canned.
Russell Crowe tweeted back. He said, I don't disagree with that. I'm sure it could have been sweetened. Hooper wanted it raw and real, and that's how it is.
Exactly.
He was great at it, acting-wise.
Right. Yeah. And it's not like he's a stranger to singing, and it's not like he hit false notes everywhere. I mean, he was adequate. He just wasn't.
Well, I'm Rex
Hugh
Harrison.
Jackman.
What's a big musical star? And
I love
sing and
somebody did a diagram, Gawker, somebody about like exactly which notes that Anne Hathaway won the Oscar on.
Yeah.
And I dreamed a dream. Here she wins the Oscar. Here she wins the Golden Globe.
She was very good.
Yeah, she was awesome. All right, and finally, Kira Sedgwick finds her husband, Kevin Bacon, sexy because he is so honorable, he's so ethically true, he has high moral standards, he doesn't lie, he doesn't cheat, and I find that sexy.
And he has a great dog walker.
That's exactly what I was getting to. We share a dog walker in New York. They have a black lab that can run up a tree.
Wow.
I just thought I would add that fun fact.
Wow.
I was talking to, I was standing in the park one day, and I was like, wow, that black lab is running up the tree, and Kira said, oh, that's ours. And I'm like, oh, you're Kira. I've never seen a black lab up a tree. I just thought it's interesting. Hmm. My dogs can't do anything.
Well, that's because you don't train them to do anything. They just kind of drool. That's all they do.
They lie around and eat.
Yeah.
And Ken in Arizona, you're on with John Fugelsang. Hi, Ken.
Good morning.
Come on.
Love your show.
Thank you.
We watch it every morning, and let me tell you real quick, the wife has switched from Republican to Democrat, and I'm really proud of her.
Yay! Wow.
Yeah, reason I called this morning, I want to give a little advice to the Republican Party, and it's real simple. You know, if they don't like social programs, if they don't like people being on welfare and food stamps and such, they should stop screwing up or stop messing up the economy.
Yeah,
you know, they
thank
should
you.
Just stop messing up the economy because that's what's causing it.
Yep, absolutely. Wait, and real quick with the breaking news before we leave, Rick in Seattle. Hi, Rick.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Hi there. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that you're back, but I just wanted to clarify something that Jim said. Yes, there is a bay. You were four blocks from it when you did your liberal
yes,
show.
The Seattle. All right.
It's called Elliott Bay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for that. Yes, we will be on 1180 AM.
Clay AM.
Clay. That's KLAY Radio beginning Monday in Seattle. We'll be back on the air. Tape delay 9 to noon Pacific time on Monday. We'll see you then. And John Fugelsang saying we'll see you in D.C. for Sexy Liberal in 2 weeks.
I'll be there. I'll be at Symphony Space in New York City on January 28th.
All right.
Hooray!
We'll see you Monday on the Stephanie Miller Show. Love you, John.
Peace.